Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long time. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I want to say again how glad I am that Devil Radio has come out with an app. You can download it, Google, Apple, from our website. Carry Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go. Listen to your favorite Devil Radio shows. So let's get right to it. Been a lot of history made this weekend and being made as we speak. First of all, one of the contemptible letters that I've read about in a long time, all six Republicans in Congress in Wisconsin, five of them in the House of Representatives, one of them in the Senate, that's Ron Johnson, wrote to Tony Evers to urge him, in effect, to cut unemployment comp by $300 a week. They urged him to reject the $300 unemployment comp federal supplement. That's the return of our federal tax dollars that every state has been given, just to reject it. And it turns out a number of the Republican states have also rejected it. And our people are like sheep. They're like lemmings. They just follow through. Here's the ostensible reason. Here's the fake reason. Here's the reason why they say they're doing it. They say that employers are having a hard time finding employees. So therefore, if you cut their unemployment comp, it'll make them a little desperate, a little incentivized, you know, dangle a carrot in front of the nose of the greyhounds running around the track, or a rabbit, that kind of thing. I mean, these people really don't look on employees as quite human, quite frankly. That's what's going on. These are also the people who voted against the coronavirus package and aid for people that were suffering in the last year. And now they have the gall. They vote against it. Then they have the gall to come in and say, don't accept the $300. If we had a Republican governor now, unemployment comp would be cut by $300 a week in Wisconsin. Now let's take a look at their underlying argument. It's in bad faith and it's false, but let's really get to the bottom of it. Who is rejecting work simply to sit back on unemployment comp? Nobody. The vast majority of people who left the workforce and haven't come back are women. And why women? Because when you have children, especially a single mom, and the schools are closed, what are you going to do with your kids during the day while you're at work? They would have had to have given up their jobs anyway, regardless of unemployment comp, simply because you can't leave a two-year-old and a four-year-old at home by themselves all day. You might not have a friend or a family member who can step in. You certainly can't afford childcare. Could be over $1,000 a month, maybe more than a couple of thousand a month per child. You can't afford that. So what's happening is a lot of women, the vast majority of people who aren't going back to work, are basically providing the child care for their own kids, which is good for their kids, but it takes their mothers out of the workforce, and it also cuts family income. And when I say family income, a lot of these women are single moms. So what do you do? What do the Republicans do? They say, well, we're going to chop $300 a week off that Biden put in as federal money. Federal money isn't just printed. Federal money just doesn't come out of thin air. Federal money comes from taxpayers. And who are these taxpayers? You and me and everybody listening to this, we're the taxpayers. We pay federal and state taxes. When you file your tax returns on April 15, this year, today is tax day, May 17, gave an extension. Last year, they gave an extension till July because of the coronavirus pandemic. you pay two sets of taxes. You pay state and you pay federal. But it's still your money, and it's supposed to go for governmental purposes. And it goes to support our military, goes to support our government, and it goes to support civilized society. When it's offered back to you, and you have Republicans who turn it down, they should be removed from office immediately. Every other state's being offered the same thing. Some other Republican governors are doing the same thing that Voss and the legislature are doing, urging us not to take our own money back. Now, the six Republicans in Congress, Ron Johnson and the five congressmen, are joining in. You know, what this is simply very cruel. It cuts $300 a week out of unemployment comp for people who really can't go back to work. You tell a mom with a one-year-old and a three-year-old, or a two-year-old and a four-year-old, what she's supposed to do when she doesn't have daycare. How about a mom with a seven-year-old and a nine-year-old? If they have a seven-year-old and a nine-year-old and school were open, they can make accommodations. The kids are in school. School is shut down. Now, next year, it may be open again. I hope it is. Probably will be. But you have to be aware of what the Republicans are doing. And that is exactly what they are doing. They are urging Evers to cut it. Now, they know Evers isn't going to cut it. And they know that they can't legislatively cut it. So they can prowl around their haunts to the Trump base saying, we tried to cut $300 a week off of unemployment comp. We did our best. Now, I can tell you something. They will be prowling around the donor base. They'll be prowling around some employers. They ain't going to be prowling around the North Woods, where people have very low wages. Many of them are out of work. And many of them are going to have to take care of their own kids because the schools were closed. So they are going to selectively sniff around to some of their donors. And this is what they say is conservative. It's very, very pathetic. It's pathetic. Doesn't surprise me. What does surprise me a little bit is Gallagher of Green Bay has been trying to make moderate noises. He'll occasionally make moderate noises. Well, what he is he's an opportunist. He's not making moderate noises out of conviction. He now got rid of Liz Cheney. He was one of the ones who voted to get rid of Liz Cheney. Early on, a couple of months ago, he supported Liz Cheney. He's made an equation, and I think his calculation is that Ron Johnson's not going to run for re-election for the Senate. Gallagher will run with the support of the business community, and he has to burrow in to the Trump base. Because if there's a feeling out there in the Trump base that he's no good, or that Trump comes against him or after him, he's not going to win the primary. So now he's making Trump noises. No, he's a master at impersonation. He's a master at impersonating accents is what he is. Now he's making Trump noises. So he was one of the ones that wrote to Evers saying, get rid of the $300 unemployment comp. Cut unemployment comp by $300 a week. And he just came out and said, as he had voted in the caucus, let's get rid of Liz Cheney. Let's get rid of Liz Cheney. She's no good. But wait a minute, Gallagher, you said she was good a couple of months ago. That was then. This is now. In the meantime, Ron Johnson is showing more weakness, probably won't run. I've got to harvest his base. You know, this kind of thing, that is not how we pick senators in the old days. That isn't how we pick Bill Proxmire. I'll tell you that. That is not how we pick Fighting Bob La Follette. That isn't what we did in the good old days. We didn't have guys coming in, sticking their finger in the wind and going, okay, now it's time for me to turn this way. Now it's time for me to turn that way. We didn't have that. We didn't have it. So he signed on. Now, what is the effect of this going to be? The effect of it is going to be nothing, because the $300 a week supplement will stand. Ultimately, what has to happen, schools have to reopen. And then something has to be done about childcare. You know, in a civilized, and Biden is trying to address that in the infrastructure bill, and it's being attacked by the Republicans. Something's got to be done. You know, you can't have kids in unsafe environments. And for people who have decent incomes or high incomes, you can get childcare, but it's thousands of dollars a month. I mean, per child. I mean, most people would find it cheaper to have, say, the mom stay home, give up her wage simply because childcare would cost more than her wage. I mean, that does happen. But what about people who are working at the margins? What about people who have lower incomes? What do you do? If you have to work, what do you do? You try to find a grandma or a friend or a sister or somebody to take care of them, but there's a patchwork quilt of this, and kids can be subject to very, very bad treatment. That's what Joe Biden's trying to address. That's what the Republicans are also striking back at. There's absolutely no consideration among these Trump Republicans of people as human beings. It's let's incentivize them, flog them, dangle a carrot or a fake rabbit in front of their nose and have them run around the Greyhound track. That's exactly what they're doing. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
For a long time, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell...